The Old Testament reading comes from the second book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, which can be found on page 369 of your pew Bibles. Elijah is taken up to heaven. When the Lord is about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As sure as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Good morning. Second reading comes from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 9, pages 1012 in the Bibles. The Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Just quickly pray for Ian as he comes here. Lord, we just thank you for the words you put on Ian's heart this week for us. And Lord, I just pray that you'll open our spirit to receive the message for us today. Amen.
Amen. It was one of those goosebump moments when the hairs stand up on the back of your neck. I wonder if you've ever felt that. I knew that I was frightened, terrified, but also detached from reality, like I was floating. Am I in a dream? Can this really be happening? It was so bright, I'm not sure I was even seeing clearly. I said something, well, just to have something to say. I don't know what. That's my way, though, jumping in with both feet. That's how I am. Somehow, I just knew that it was Moses and Elijah standing there with Jesus. I don't know how I knew. After all, we've got no pictures. Nobody knows what they looked like, Moses and Elijah. We don't even have their tombs. Moses, well, he was buried by God himself at the top of Pisgah in Moab. And Elijah, he was famously carried off up to heaven in a fiery chariot. So both of them are clearly with God, dwelling in God's presence. It was only later I realized that they are the law and the prophets. Of course they are, the two halves of our scriptures, standing there with Jesus, giving testimony to him. Well, it makes sense now, doesn't it? Moses wasn't allowed to enter the promised land of Canaan. He could only view it from afar, from the land of Moab, where he died. But he made it to heaven, all right, the true promised land, which is even better. And Elijah, famously carried directly to heaven in his chariot of fire. By the way, that inspired the film Chariots of Fire about Olympic sprinters, and also the Negro spiritual, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Coming for to Carry Me Home. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, Coming for to Carry Me Home. I looked over the Jordan, and what did I see coming for to carry me home? I saw a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. In the 1980s, English rugby was celebrating the running speed of the winger Martin O'Fire. So they called him Chariots O'Fire after the film. And then they started singing the song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and it became the unofficial anthem of English rugby. Anyway, talk about Elijah and Moses, the prophets and the law. And then, as if that weren't enough, a massive great cloud came over them all. The presence of God, it must have been, because we all heard the voice. They say it was like that too when John was baptizing at the Jordan River, the cloud and the voice from the cloud. And the message also, this is my son, the beloved. Although this time the voice added, listen to him. I think maybe that bit was for me because I'd been chattering away something about building shelters. I'm not the best at listening. But I got the message there, listen to Jesus. And then I remembered what he'd said just 6 days earlier. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power. And then it all vanished, and there was only Jesus with us. And we started walking down the mountain again to join the rest of the disciples. And as we walked, he told us not to breathe a word about what we had seen. He'd said things like that before about keeping it quiet. I think he'd seen the riot it causes talking about being God's chosen Messiah. The authorities, they get very tetchy and start arresting people. In fact, he'd even told us that he was going to suffer terribly at the hands of the priests and leaders and be rejected and killed. Well, we couldn't believe it. But he'd also started adding a strange bit on the end about rising from the dead 3 days later, being raised to life. We had no idea what he might mean. Was he talking in riddles? But after that, he said, after that, we could tell people. And he told us several times about this rising from the dead. And we discussed what he might mean, but we couldn't understand it. Not until afterwards. Then we began to piece it together. This transfiguration of Jesus, brightness, overwhelming, like the brightest heavenly angel. Well, that must be God himself. And the voice from heaven told us so. And Moses and Elijah backed it up, bearing witness to Jesus. And all this was telling us that his dying and rising, they were planned by God. They were not an accident. They were prophesied and written in Scripture, the law and the prophets. So now, after he has risen from the dead, now we are telling you, telling everyone, not keeping it quiet any longer. Well, there's no need, is there? Their threats can't touch him now. They can't cut his ministry short, as the word is out now. And the ministry continues through countless disciples the world over. Well, they can threaten us, yes. But in truth, their threats can't touch us either. We know now that he has conquered death once and for all, and it holds no fear, only the promise of being with him, reunited. So, join me. Come with me. Tell them about Jesus.